Fran asked me if I could drive her out to the jail. She was an elderly Jewish woman who had moved from upstate New York with her husband to be near their son and his family, who had relocated to Portland sometime prior. Because of the COVID epidemic, few firms were hiring, so Fran took a position with our office as a public defender in Pendleton. She did not like driving on the freeway, so she often asked me to take her to the jail just out of town on I-84. We drove out across the seemingly barren expanse of dry, treeless landscape. The rolling hills were parched in the late June heat, but the area was fertile for growing wheat and was much greener in the spring and early summer. Because of the heat, we had the AC on while listening to NPR. When we pulled into the long, winding driveway that leads to the Umatilla County Jail, I saw a woman walking in the opposite direction, away from the jail. I assumed that she had either been released from jail or had been out to report to her probation officer. The woman was wearing one of those floral print summer dresses, which was quite short. I did not see her face well, but I could not help but notice her long, wavy mass of red hair. Fran and I went downstairs at the jail, were buzzed in by Jan, the receptionist, and signed in on the clipboard. We went up to the desk to tell Jan the clients we wished to see. The client I had come to see was a female, and according to her file, was a Native American close to my age. I told Jan her name, but Jan said she was no longer in custody. Fran shouldered past me and demanded to know where the client was. I thought that was a bit rude, considering it was my client, not hers. Jan replied that if she told us, it would be a HIPAA violation. "What is that supposed to mean?" demanded Fran in her heavy New York accent. I knew, however, exactly what it meant. It meant that my client had been taken to the hospital. I did not learn until a few days later that my client would die there. She was the first of a number of my clients who were to die. As of this writing, 6 of my clients would die with pending cases, or shortly after their cases were resolved. 3 of the 6 would be Native American women.